Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hey, welcome to it. I'm Thekiso Anthony, the Fifi's grandbaby. It is the first day of the second half of 2020, a bloody difficult year. Yes, it is the 1st of July, and these are some of your top stories from around the continent. Starting in Morocco, the Moroccan trade deficit shrank by 12% in the first 5 months of 2020 from a year earlier. Imports dropped by 17%, while exports tumbled by 20.1% due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In Nigeria, the Presidential Economic Advisory Council has urged the government against the continued implementation of a multiple exchange rate by adopting a unified currency rate regime that will guarantee stability in the economy, especially in the foreign exchange market. It also warned that several challenges might arise if the 2.3 trillion naira economic stability plan recommended by the Economic Stability Committee was not properly implemented. And over in South Africa, the economy probably contracted by more than 30% in the second quarter when restrictions to curb the spread of the coronavirus shuttered almost all activity for 5 weeks, according to the central bank's forecast. The Reserve Bank sees the economy contracting by 7% this year, and the National Treasury projected 7.2% decline in output. That would be the most since the Great Depression, when GDP fell by 6.2% in 1931. In company news, Sasol accelerates its $2 billion in asset disposal. It just sold about 51% in its explosive business to South America's Enex. It also just sold its interest in the Escravos gas liquids plant in Nigeria to Chevron. The petrochemical giant also says it's looking at disinvesting in the gas-fired power plant in Mozambique. Thank you so much for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Remember to review and like our podcast. It makes it easier for other people to find us and follow us as well. Good evening, good day, goodbye.